Well, the thrift shop is open. This is DJ Frederick. Thank you for tuning in. Radio Thrift Shop is musical variety, independence, and freedom with a little time traveling thrown in. Unearthing audio treasures from the past 100 plus years of recorded sound. It's a free-form blend of tunes, and it's never the same program twice. Say hello to everybody listening on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. And around the world on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. And on this edition of Radio Thrift Shop, we're going to explore a couple of jazz musicians. First, we're going to hear some selections from Paul Horn, who was born in 1930 and passed away in 2014, an American flautist, saxophonist, and composer. He was also a pioneer of world and new age music. We're going to head back and survey some of his work from the late 1950s, long before new age became a thing. Here's Paul Horn. Paul Horn here on the Radio Thrift Shop. That was Mirage for Miles from his album The Sound of Paul Horn, which was released on the Columbia record label in 1961, featuring Mill Turner on drums, Jimmy Bond on bass, Paul Moore on piano, Emil Richards on vibraphone, and of course Paul Horn on alto sax, flute, and clarinet. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Let's hear another piece from The Sound of Paul Horn. This is Blue on Blue. Thank you.
This is Bird Note. With its green metallic sheen, the Anna's hummingbird is a delight to see. Flitting around a backyard or garden, visiting all the colorful, nectar-rich flowers, and maybe stopping by a hummingbird feeder. For many birds, the rise of suburbia has not been a good thing. Human habitation and roads can fragment and often degrade natural habitat. But a few birds, like the Anna's hummingbird, are thriving alongside us. This little hummingbird was once found only in Southern California and the Baja Peninsula, but ornithologists have documented the expansion of its range since the 1930s. Today, you'll find it in locales as far north as British Columbia and as far east as Texas. And that's largely because of us. One study found that Anna's hummingbirds tend to colonize new locations, even cold ones, based on housing density, that is, how many people live there, and the availability of flowery landscaping and nectar feeders. It's an uncomfortable truth, isn't it? Where we humans inadvertently take habitat from some birds, we also give habitat to others, like the Anna's. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Today's show brought to you by the Bobolink Foundation.
Who knew that hummingbirds could play the didgeridoo? All right, this is Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. We're going to dig into some music now by Charles Earland. And Charles Earland was born in 1941, and he passed away in December of 1999. He was a great jazz organist and keyboardist. He was born in Philadelphia, and he cut his teeth playing with people like Jimmy McGriff and Pat Martino and Lou Donaldson. An amazing, amazing musician whose first album was from 1966, and he recorded all the way up until his death in 1999. Here's some music by Charles Earland. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Charles Earland and Najee with Just For You. And this is DJ Frederick digging into the crates just for you here at the Radio Thrift Shop, where we explore folk, jazz, indie, all kinds of music. No genre, no agenda, just a guy in a microphone and a transmitter coming through the ionosphere to your ears. And if you'd like to communicate with me, you can check out the Radio Thrift Shop group on Facebook. We're going to travel back to 1970 with Afro Blue Persuasion and their live rendition of Poinciana. Thank you. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening. And remember, keep your radio free.